everybody. In Parashas Korach, we read about Korach's audacious rebellion against Moshe. And so many Mefarshim discuss what exactly brought Korach to such heights of chutzpah and insurgence. Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, quotes the Medrash Tanchuma and says that even though Korach was wise and even though he was clever, still, eino hitaso. His eyes misled him. They led him astray. How? The Medrash continues and says that Korach saw a great lineage coming from him, namely Shmuel Hanavi, who was so, so great. And not only that, but Korach saw all 24 Mishmaros, all 24 shifts of Levi'im working in the Beis HaMikdash, all descending from him. So Korach saw all that, and he said, is it possible that with all this greatness coming from me, that I'm going to die, I'm going to perish now? However, eino hitaso, his eyes misled him. They led him astray because he didn't realize that his children would do tshuva, so they would live on, but he would indeed perish. So according to the Medrash that Rashi quotes, eino hitaso means that Korach was filled with incredible gaiva, with blinding arrogance. And the Shem Yishmuel, Rav Shmuel Borenstein, the second Sachashava Rebbe, who died in 1926, expands beautifully on this Medrash and on this Rashi. This is found in the Shem Yishmuel on our Parsha from the year Tuf Reish Ayin Beis, 5672. It was in 1912. The Shem Yishmuel quotes the Noam Elimelech, Rav Elimelech of Lizhansk, who died in 1787, who says the following. There is a halacha that is written in the very first Mishnah in Maseches Chagiga, which says that a blind person is exempt from Aliyah LaRegel, Aliyah and the Shalosh Regalim. A blind person is not obligated to go to the Beis HaMikdash on the Shalosh Regalim. And the Gemara, a few lines later, says that this is not only true for a person who is fully blind, but even Suma Be'achas Me'enav, Patur Min Hari'iyah, even a person who is blind in one eye is exempt from going to the Beis HaMikdash on the Shalosh Regalim. And why is that? The Gemara quotes a pasuk from Parshas Mishpatim to support this halacha. But the question is, what's the meaning behind this halacha? The Noam Elimelech says that there is a deep message behind this halacha. A person, says the Noam Elimelech, a person must have two eyes, not just literally, but also figuratively. Each one of us must have two eyes to see the world properly. One eye must be used to look at and to contemplate begadlus Hashem Yisbarach, the greatness of God, to appreciate the infinite power and wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's with one eye. And at the same time, we all need another eye to look at and contemplate b'shiflus atzmo, to look at our own lowliness and unworthiness. We need both of these perspectives. And a person who is blind in one eye is lacking a critical component of their spiritual development. A person like that, if they were to approach kedusha, such as Aliyah LaRegel, they would have a skewed perspective on that kedusha. They would have a warped understanding of what Avodas Hashem means. That's the Noam Elimelech. And the Shem Yishmuel says that that is exactly what happened to Korach. What does the Medrash say his problem was? Eino hitaso. In the singular, eino. His one eye misled him. Having just the one eye, having the perspective of just the one eye, led him astray. He did indeed have one good eye. He saw the greatness of God. He appreciated that God is Hayah Hoveh V'Yihyeh. He knew that God was omniscient and omnipotent. That wasn't the problem. The problem was the other eye. He didn't have that other perspective. He didn't understand his own lowliness. He saw Aaron as the Kohen Gadol, and he said, I can do that. That should be me. However, what Korach didn't realize is that Aaron did have both eyes. Remember back in the beginning of Parshas Shmini and Sefer Vayikra, Aaron had to be persuaded to serve as the Kohen Gadol. He didn't feel worthy. He had both eyes working perfectly. Aaron recognized Hashem's greatness, and he recognized his own limitations and imperfections. Korach had one good eye, but it was the other eye, Eino Hitaso. It was that second eye, the eye that knew his own weaknesses and inadequacies, that eye that he didn't have. That is what led him to limitless arrogance and to his own downfall. Have an amazing day, everyone!